The inflation numbers came in today, and they indicate some relief. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 10th day of August. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. In other news, the new price of the Ford Lightning is not welcome news. Schools will soon resume, but where are the teachers? Boeing resumes aircraft deliveries. Inflation may be easing, but Americans are still hurting, and Biden addressed it today. Disney has added more streaming subscribers and more news. Papa John's is changing again. Coca-Cola has launched, it's a new flavor, sort of. The Wall Street Report, we've got that. And Google tells Apple to get with the program. For the interview, he's out to save family farms, paying amazing wages and letting consumers know exactly where their steak came from every time. You'll meet Chad Tettinger, the founder of Cattleman's Heritage, and he's really onto something. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers. At ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter. You'll find all kinds of interesting things there, at IOB_NewsHour. You know, for months, we've had to report the crippling level of inflation going on in the United States. Today, we got some welcome news. Inflation for the month of July was flat compared to June, and the year-over-year inflation number ticked down to 8.5%. Economists had predicted inflation would accelerate to 8.7%. Meanwhile, core inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, also saw a smaller-than-expected increase. The report highlighted the drop in the price of gasoline as well as grocery items. It was welcome news on Wall Street as the markets surged, with the Nasdaq roaring back into bull territory and the Dow out of correction. Those numbers from today, coming up in just a few. If you were with us earlier, you learned that the Ford Motor Company announced the new electric Ford F-150 Lightning was going to cost $6,000 to nearly $9,000 more than previously stated. The new truck will now come in, depending on the model, between $47,000 to a high of nearly $97,000. 24/7 Wall Street is reporting that William Clay Ford Jr., that's Ford's executive board chair, told the New York Times that, quote, "If this launch doesn't go well, we can tarnish the entire franchise." He likened the launch to betting the company. As Ford increases the price of the Lightning by such a huge sum, the head of Ford worries may come to pass. Stay tuned. Well, soon kids will be off to start their school year, but one of the disturbing issues is the lack of teaching professionals. Some teachers point to a hostile work environment, increased workload, a lack of supplies, and, yes, low wages. To that point, here's an example. The Daily Mail is reporting that an Ohio man has seen his video go viral after he quit his teaching job of nearly 6 years to become a manager at the local Walmart, where he will make much more money. Seth Goshorn, 28, posted a brief TikTok of him holding up a Walmart vest like a professional athlete would hold up a new jersey while wearing a blue polo shirt with a Walmart logo tucked into his gray pair of pants. So why is he leaving? Goshorn told Good Morning America that last year he made $43,000 working in Ohio's Stark County schools. But as a stocking coach at the Walmart in Massillon, Ohio, Goshorn will be making $55,000 a year before bonuses. Goshorn's decision to take up employment at Walmart comes months after the company announced it was trying to increase its management. Back in May, the retail giant announced it would launch a new careers program, which aims to give recent college graduates experience running stores and then the chance to land a six-figure salary. It can take as long as 10 years on average for an employee to progress from a salaried coach role to a store manager, says Walmart. But with college to career, the company is aiming to move emerging coaches to store managers within 2 years. And the company said the average salary of a Walmart store manager nationwide was $210,000 a year, just last year. The Boeing Corporation is looking forward and selling more aircraft. Bloomberg is reporting that American Airlines took delivery of the first 787 Dreamliner since U.S. regulators approved the plane maker's plan to address tiny structural flaws in its carbon fiber jetliner. American signed the paperwork for the Dreamliner on Wednesday morning, marking the resumption of handovers of the jets, an important source of cash for Boeing. President Joe Biden said he's pleased to see some easing of the inflation pressure, but that Americans are still struggling and there is more work to be done. Reuters is reporting that Biden, who is working to pass a bill on taxes, climate, and health care called the Inflation Reduction Act, cautioned that his administration may face setbacks in its goal to cut inflation. Here's what he said, quote, "Now I want to be clear. With the global challenges we face from the war in Europe to disruption of supply chains and pandemic shutdowns in Asia, we could face additional headwinds in the months ahead. Our work is far from over," end quote. Well, Disney's on a roll, and it all has to do with streaming. MarketWatch is reporting that Disney added more streaming subscribers than expected and topped Netflix total in the second quarter. And the company plans to launch an ad-supported tier while increasing prices on its current offerings before the end of the year. Disney reported the addition of 14.4 million Disney Plus subscriptions in its fiscal second quarter, for a total of, get this, 152.2 million and 221 million total streaming subscribers to services that also include ESPN Plus and Hulu. Disney plans to launch an ad-supported Disney Plus tier in the U.S. on December 8. That's going to cost $7.99 a month. That's the same price Disney currently charges for the app with no ads. The non-ad version will increase to $10.99 a month. You know, if anything, the pandemic has taught many restaurants they must change to meet changing consumer demands. Tell Me Best is reporting that's exactly what Papa John's is doing. Besides adding contactless ordering and redoing the restaurants, Papa John's is eyeing pizza in a brand new way. No, Papa John's will not stop selling pizza. However, they are adding a new menu option that essentially takes what's on top of a pizza and puts it in a bowl, all without the pizza dough. The chain is calling its new creation the Papa Bowl. To start, Papa John's is introducing three types of pizza bowls: Italian Meats Trio, Chicken Alfredo, and Garden Veggie. Each Papa Bowl can be ordered or it can be customized. Papa Bowls will make its official debut on August 15. However, they will only be available to Papa John's Loyalty Rewards members. They will be made available to all customers beginning on August 22nd. The cost for a Papa Bowl? $7.99. Talking about food and drink, get ready, because the latest flavor to come out of Coca-Cola is here, and it is called, are you ready? Dream World. No, we're not making this up. CNN is reporting that a company spokesperson said this, quote, "We wanted to create a dream-inspired drink that was recognizably Coca-Cola, but with additional cues that bring to life the playfulness and brightness of dreams," end quote. What does that mean? Well, we have absolutely no idea, but it's going to cause a buzz. Dream on, right? Dreamworld cans and bottles will come with QR codes that provide access to a virtual augmented reality music experience where people can listen to music from a DJ avatar and play games. Customers can also get digital Dreamworld-inspired outfits for their avatars to wear online. The product will become available for a limited time on August 15. I'm sorry. Who's got time for that, right? Well, it was a banner day on Wall Street with all of the major indexes closing well into the green. The Dow ended the day up a whopping 535 points to close at 33,309, while the Nasdaq finished the day up 360 points to end the session at 12,854, and the S&P 500 picked up 87 points to end the day at 4210. All of the day's gains were based on the notion that inflation may be taming and that the central bank won't be as aggressive with raising rates. We shall see. There is always tomorrow. And finally, there is this. Google is ready to pop Apple's green bubbles. In a public campaign called Get the Message, it urges Apple to adopt something called RCS. It's a text messaging standard that's more up-to-date than older SMS and MMS protocols. According to TechCrunch, Apple has resisted RCS because its own iMessage service keeps users locked into the Apple ecosystem. When iPhone users text Android users, messages revert to SMS or MMS and turn green. iMessages are blue. Google says bigger issues include subpar data encryption, pixelated photos, and group chat hiccups. Okay. All right, stay with us for the interview that we know you're going to be interested in. We're talking about saving family farms, beef production, technology, great-paying jobs with benefits, and more with Chad Tettinger from Cattlemen's Heritage. This is a big story for all of the Midwest. So go.